Many people who lost everything in the recent floods in Louisiana are veterans of disaster. After Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans 11 years ago, thousands of the city's residents moved to Baton Rouge to try to rebuild their lives. Eve Tro of member station WWNO in New Orleans met one woman who has to start over yet again.
Myra Engram isn't ready to start another day mucking out her flooded home. Not just yet. And there's no place to sit. So we go to McDonald's. The parking lot's full of cars with insurance company logos. Lots of construction trucks, too. A lot of meetings are happening here. Inside, Engram spreads out her paperwork. Her curly dark hair peeks out from under a khaki baseball cap. She reapplies pink lipstick, a sort of armor of civility against the chaos.
I had over 4.5 feet of water in my home, and this is my first home that I've ever purchased. I got the home right after Katrina.
She lost everything after that storm. She moved here to start a new life.
It was wonderful to just feel like I would never have to be homeless again. That was my big deal. We're going to get a home, so we're not homeless again.
We was Engram and her pregnant daughter. Her daughter died soon after childbirth. Myra Engram became the baby's mother. Jeremiah is now 10. She's 61. The two of them were in their small brick ranch house when the flood came.
And I call him my hero. We were in the living room, and he peeked through the mail slot, and he said, "Mommy, there's water in the street."
They drove out just in time. That night, around midnight, Engram sat in her car with her son in the dark, and something clicked. Her disaster experience from a decade ago kicked into gear.
All of a sudden, I said, "Jeremiah, do you have a tablet? I need a tablet to write on. I gotta make some notes."
Her son pulled a notebook from his backpack. Now it's on the McDonald's table, full of lists, phone numbers, names of FEMA reps and insurance agents.
From my experience with Katrina, I knew that people are going to be asking things like, you know, what did you lose in the house? I wonder if the rain's going to affect their work today.
Dark clouds loom as she meets the contractor at her house on Acacia Street.
What are you ready to do now?
I'm going
to
open the door and finish doing, I got to get your appliances out, so I got to tear that kitchen out.
Okay, all right.
Engram had taken the precaution of buying flood insurance, but it only pays for home repairs. She couldn't afford the more expensive policy to cover contents like furniture and appliances, the stuff that's now piled in a mountain out front.
It's everything I've owned. Pots and pans, cabinets, you name it. Mattresses, Jeremiah's camping stuff, his Boy Scouts uniform.
Engram won't let Jeremiah see the house. Health officials want kids to stay away from moldy homes and slippery debris. Plus, she worries it's traumatic. For now, they're staying with one of Jeremiah's former teachers, an hour's drive away. Each day, Engram makes the trip to Baton Rouge to drop her son at day camp while she deals with house stuff. She stops in to check
and
on
just
him.
A minute. Oh, you're all sweaty. This is Miss E.
It's hard to tell if he understands the extent of what's been lost.
And I had to try to return all my library books for a long time.
All the library books are gone. How many did we have that you checked out?
I think it was 50.
All the, what's the name of the one? Like Nate the Great?
Yeah, I had Nate the Great. At Arthur, I had Star Wars. And I have like lots more.
I think the library will probably understand.
Yeah. I hope.
Engram nudges Jeremiah back to camp. As he runs off, it starts to rain. Standing beneath the concrete overhang, seemingly out of nowhere, she starts to sing a song from church.
Nobody knows the trouble I'm seeing.
It feels like a momentary break from the huge tasks ahead. Finding work, a place to live, providing a stable life for Jeremiah. Myra Engram's starting all over again. She's done it before, but that doesn't make it any easier. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troe.